From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, we bring you highlights of the 2016 SagiCorps Sigma Run, with special focus on this year's beneficiaries. Did you participate? If so, stay tuned to find out how you are sharing the love. At the crack of dawn on Sunday, February 21, over 10,000 persons gathered at Emancipation Park to participate in the 18th SagiCorps Sigma Corporate Run. But this was no ordinary fun run. Every participant was contributing to the purchase of much-needed life-saving equipment to be used in facilities all across the island.
Sigma Run 2016 beneficiaries are children with cancer across the island, and we want to donate funds towards equipment and supplies to manage the treatment of these children.
Manager of Public Relations and Corporate Social Responsibility at SagiCorps, Nadine Newsom. Ms. Newsom adds that funds from the event will also go towards the Black River Hospital Pediatric Unit.
We realized that their pediatric lounge needed refurbishing. They are in need of an arterial blood gas machine, which would assist with the treatment of children with specific lung and bronchial-related diseases. So we are donating funds towards these three areas.
The University Hospital of the West Indies will also benefit. And why were the charities for this year chosen? Ms. Newsom says each year, approximately 50 children are diagnosed with various types of cancer, and SagiCorps was determined to find a way to help.
Due to the expensive treatment that they have to go through, many of them often abandon the treatment and lose their lives.
Remission is possible, and timely treatment is important to the process. With the new equipment, more lives will be saved, and not only those of children, but also of adults. In order to assist breast cancer screening for women, funds from the Sigma Run will go towards purchasing a new Sonograph Essential Mammography unit to be used all over Jamaica.
The Jamaica Cancer Society will be receiving a mammography unit for placement on their mobile truck, and this would facilitate women in rural areas accessing mammography.
This year's target was $50 million. The current tally is just over $43 million, and Ms. Newsom says the amount is expected to increase.
Donations are still coming in, as there are many persons who pledged for the cause, and as such, the figure is increasing.
Participant in the SagiCorps Sigma Run Walk, Giovanni Dennis, says he did it for a worthy cause.
The atmosphere there was great, like it was really one of those moments that made you feel like, wow, I'm happy to be a Jamaican. I've read so many stories of how persons have been affected by cancer. The work that SagiCorps will be doing with the funds from the Sigma Corporate Run will be going to good use.
The SagiCorps Foundation is the charitable arm of the SagiCorps Group, aimed at fulfilling the company's corporate social responsibility by allowing greater access to education, healthcare, and opportunities for youth development. SagiCorps says its commitment to volunteerism pulls at the heart of every team member who gives of their time, energy, and skills. This has been evident through the Adopt a School initiative, in which SagiCorps branches select schools yearly and help in the development of the infrastructure and social environment of these institutions. The foundation is run by a board of directors and partners with government in other areas such as sports and community building. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.